Good afternoon once again. In addition to the heat and the time off, the time away, summertime brings with it more family time, time when families are together. And that's certainly the case here this afternoon. We have with us five First Communions today. This past Sunday, we had five baptisms. One of them, Benson, right around here. There he is. We had a baptism before then. Summertime is a time when we spend a lot of time with family in very good ways. But you know, if your family is anything like mine, it's precisely in those times together that we begin to realize how far apart we can be. Sometimes it's just naturally. Maybe geography or age. Little Susie may not be so little anymore. Aunt Margaret, she's getting old. Sometimes it's because of difficult things in our family. Maybe problems or separations, disagreements or fights. As we go through the summertime, we can encounter many things within our family. Gatherings, but gaps. Blessings, but burdens. Which is why this morning, with these readings that we just heard proclaimed and which the church gives to us, we can find such good news. Because each of the readings today are oriented toward families and a reminder of just what God can do. And in case we need an example, we have our first reading. The first reading tells us just how far we've come. It speaks of the beginning of the world. And listen to what it says. It says, God did not make death. God formed man to be imperishable. And there is not a destructive drug among him. We've come a long way, right? How many drugs are among us right now? All these opioids and heroin. So many difficulties, other type of drugs in our own minds and hearts, addictions in our families. These two people we meet in the gospel, they know how far we've come from that beginning day. Jairus is a dad. And we're told that his 12-year-old daughter is dying. We meet another woman today who for 12 years has been bleeding. She's been sick. She spent all her money. No doctor can help her. There's no mention of a family with her. These are two people who know how far we've come, the burdens of life. But you know what else? Each of them have come to know this man, Jesus, and his power. And we see that they come to him in this gospel. They come asking for a blessing, asking for a healing. And we see what God does. These are two people who are not just in need of a blessing, but they believe that God can bless. They believe in the power of God. Jairus is a leading official of the synagogue. And we're told that he throws himself down on the ground, begging Jesus to be with his little girl. Could you imagine if a leading official of the town or the country were to do that today? That's pretty big. Did you ever do that in your prayer? Throw yourself down before God. Well, Jairus does. And Jesus, in both cases, calls out to these people. And he puts out, he kicks out all that would get in the way. And so, in the case of Jairus, there's other people saying that the child has died, causing a commotion. In the woman, there's fear and anonymity. Jesus calls that out. He looks for the woman. He goes into that room where that little girl is. And we find that there is a beautiful encounter with God. And as we read, that encounter with God makes all the difference. God calling out to the person. God kicking out all disbelief. God bringing out a beautiful miracle. My friends, that work of today's gospel is the very work that God is about in us. And we're going to see it so beautifully as you children make First Holy Communion. Yesterday they were in church at 3:15 with some of our other parishioners, maybe some of you. And as you know, as they know, before Jesus can come in, he has to kick out sin. So they made their first penance, as so many of our parishioners do. Not just for the first time, but many times. I know for myself, I go at least once a month. Because I need to kick out all the crap in me so that the goodness of God may be encountered. And I owe that to you, if I'm going to have anything to say from here. And together, we owe that to our families. We owe that to our parish. That we would be people of living faith. Like the little girl's dad, Jairus. Like this woman who reached out in faith. Like these children and their parents who at this time in their life are sharing faith with them. And God shares himself. My friends, as we begin the last half of 2018 today, let us be attentive to those things in our family that only God can handle. And let us allow him to handle them, to teach us how to love, to teach us how to be loved ones for others, to set us on the way of his kingdom. Today, as we celebrate this Eucharist and encounter God himself, may we allow that encounter to fill us with his peace, to kick out and to heal whatever is not of God, so that we may be the presence of God for our families, for our world, that is in so much need.